Ko tae te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
There we go. How's that for a wee intro to
pretty
this?
Fancy.
Mita, you had the first ever Scorpio Book Spotlight intro.
Oh, I'm so special.
Yeah,
so special.
That you are. That you are. anyway, just before we went on, you were telling me you had a little bit of a hard time.
Yes.
Reviewing this book.
Yes, it's a very intense book. It's Victor Lavalle's The Ballad of Black Tom. It's definitely, I wouldn't describe it as an easy read. It is a retelling of one of Lovecraft's sort of most controversial stories, because Lovecraft was, for those who don't know, a fantastic horror writer, but a bit of an awful person who had some very racist views.
Yikes.
So this book sort of takes the same basis of the story, but twists it so our focal character is a young black man.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a slow burn. Despite its sort of short length, everything sort of takes a bit of time to craft and sort of come into its own. It really sort of delicately crafts the suspense, and you're sort of waiting for something to happen, and then it all sort of comes out, but it still manages to maintain the sort of terror that comes with the unknown that is very iconic to the genre of Lovecraftian
horror.
Yeah, of
course, yeah, right.
I fully shuddered at stages
oh,
when I was
really?
Reading this book,
oh,
and sort
God.
Of had to put it down and have a little bit of a because it was quite intense. It's very, very full of emotion. It tackles issues of police brutality and racism and classism with a very sort of angry hand. Like, you can feel that,
yeah, right.
that the person who was writing this is pretty furious, as they should be.
Right.
With some of these issues, and it sort of makes you feel nothing but pity for particularly our protagonist and the people who have been demonized in the original Lovecraftian
work. Yeah, right.
Our focal character, Tom, is very much an anti-hero, but it sort of makes you feel like he had no choice. He had no other option but to turn to, you know, these darker forces. So it's very much a sort of fallen hero kind of story. I'm very much a lover of horror. I love sort of cosmic horror. It has a very special place in my heart. I listen to horror podcasts a lot of the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't pick that.
Yeah. It's one of those things that I listen to a lot, and then I go, why am I scared of my own house? What's happening here? but this one sort of, it does it perfectly. You get just enough of a glimpse that you're sitting there going, oh my God, the deities that our protagonist is coming up against are these vast, unknowable powers, and it sort of keeps them feeling incomprehensible and infinite. That's, you know, perfect Lovecraft.
Yeah,
but it's,
yeah.
It's sort of, the true dangers of the story aren't necessarily the powers that he comes up against. They're the sort of civil forces, like the racism and the police, who are sort of actively beating down on people like him that he has to sort of force himself to keep fighting against.
Right.
And you can really, like, feel the exhaustion and exasperation and sense of betrayal that he has when these people who are supposed to protect him just don't. There's a line in it where he says to someone, you're the police, can't you keep me safe? And the cop laughs at him, and he says,
God.
No one is scared of a badge anymore. And it's like, oh, no thank you.
Yeah, right. God, there's a lot to, like, reflect on there,
yeah,
isn't there?
Yeah, so, you know, he's very much exhausted, and the setting is so sort of grounded and gritty and real, and it almost, like, each one is so distinct that it's like, I feel like I've seen them in a photograph. They're so,
right.
you can picture very clearly the environments where he is both from and where he visits. And they're either sort of very vividly described with, you know, they give you like, hey, he's walking down this hallway and this is what's on the walls, or it doesn't describe them at all. Which is perfect for the, oh my God, I'm in a spooky area and everything is bonkers.
Yeah, right.
And I mean, I've read quite a bit of horror. I've read some Lovecraft, and I've read, you know, the classics like Frankenstein and Dracula and Jekyll and Hyde. And this one honestly felt, despite sort of being inspired by Lovecraft, it felt very reminiscent of Jekyll and Hyde to me. It's because Jekyll and Hyde is also a very short story. It's, you know, I read it in sort of two short sittings, but it's got that same sort of, the main character is just this guy who sort of gets dropped into this unknown world and he has to sort of fight his way through it. And it's like our focal character is still sitting here going, I don't know what's going on, and sort of becomes a villain without any sort of agency of his own.
Okay.
And so it's, you know, it's sort of perfect for anyone who both likes Lovecraft but doesn't like Lovecraft. Is a fan of, you know, short horror stories, particularly like Jekyll and Hyde. Out of curiosity, I did try to read the horror Red Hook, which is what this book was inspired by. I barely got a fifth of the way through.
Was it bad?
It was so... Well, it wasn't badly written, but some of the views were a bit nasty. I sort of found myself running back to this one going, I need a bit of a palate cleanser. We're just going to stop
A second. Oh, wow. So okay.
You know, I very much understood why it wasn't in any of the collections that I had on my bookcase.
Okay. Oh, God.
But it's a perfect sort of tribute to the genre, and it very much takes all of the things that Lovecraftian horror is known for and also makes it so that it's a bit easier to read for a modern audience who very much would feel uncomfortable with some of his other views.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, that's actually great, because I personally am not one of them, but people love horror.
Yeah.
Like yourself.
Freaking love it. It's so good.
Yeah, when kind of art like that can be soiled by its artist.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks a little bit. So, The Ballad of Black Tom sounds like it's very, like, delicately written.
Yes. I mean, the author, he actually has, like, a bit at the back where he sort of describes his state while writing it, and it's very, very full of emotion and full of compassion, I would say.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
You can feel the sort of emotion that went into it, but it's not, it doesn't feel, you know, condescending or anything or anything sort of negative exactly. You can just feel that it's very passionate.
So you've sold
very,
me on
very
this.
Good. It's very enjoyable.
And it's not too long.
It's
either.
Not too long. No. I don't know how many pages it is. Let's have a look. It's only about 150 pages.
Oh, that's okay.
So it's quite short, but it was a very sort of quick, enjoyable read, and it was, I mean, enjoyable for anyone who likes horror.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe a good starter.
I would say it's a pretty good starter.
Okay, there we go.
For anyone sort of wanting to dip their toes into the genre or get used to Lovecraftian horror, I would say it's a very good sort of jumping off point.
Well, you know what? You sold me a little bit. Maybe I'll give it a go.
Yes,
Mita, thank you so much for joining me this
morning. Thank you for having me.
And it's nice to have a bit of horror on here. We don't get horror much.
Yeah, I think I'll probably flip-flop between the manga and the horror.
Yep, great. Cool. I'm here for it. Well, once again, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.